Welcome and thank you all for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now I'll turn the meeting over to Gladys Dutrieuil. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this sixth meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2021. It's been more than a year since COVID-19 has changed how we live and work, and we ask everyone to continue to take steps to stay safe and healthy. At this time, I would like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us on the phone. Vice Chairman David Sweet.
Here.
Commissioner John Coleman.
Present.
And Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Present.
Thank you. A quorum being present. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the Commission will act on various matters. There is no opportunity for the public to address the Commission at this public meeting. We appreciate your patience as we continue to work together in these unique circumstances presented by the pandemic. The PUC office buildings remain closed. However, the Commission is fully operational with personnel working remotely. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio also will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. The first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes of the meeting of March 11th, 2021, and I will call upon Commissioner Unora, who is the editor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have reviewed the minutes of the March 11th, 2021 public meeting and move that they be approved as submitted. Thank you.
Thank you. You've heard a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion before we move to a vote? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any oppose? Any oppose? The motion passes 4-0. At this time, we will turn it over to our Secretary Rosemary Chiavetta to lead us through this morning's agenda.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Madam Chairman and Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page one with matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended that the Commission adopt an omnibus motion, both orders on page one, memorializing the appointments of Sharon Bion and A.K. Tyberg to the Telecommunications Relay Service Advisory Board, and continuing and ending the omnibus on page two to also include the appointment of Amy Goldman to the Telecommunications Relay Service Advisory Board.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
I heard Commissioner Coleman starting first. Vice Chairman Sweet, do you want to second that?
Certainly.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page two, it is recommended that the Commission adopt an omnibus motion. The remaining item on page two, the matter regarding Liberty Power Holdings, and continuing the omnibus on page three to include both items on page three, and to include and end the omnibus on page four with the formal complaint of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Black Tie Limousine Services.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
So moved.
So I heard Vice Chairman Sweet, but I also heard Commissioner Unora. Who wants the second?
I'll second.
Commissioner Unora, okay, thank you. Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page four, It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order regarding the petition for declaratory order filed by Blue Flame Gas.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Chairman, this is Commissioner Coleman. I do have a motion on this matter.
Commissioner Coleman.
Thank you. I'd ask that my motion be entered in the record as though I read it in its entirety. In 2017, the Commission's Bureau of Investigation Enforcement opened an informal investigation into whether Blue Flame Gas, Inc. was providing unauthorized public utility service. In response, Blue Flame filed a petition for declaratory order asking that the Commission find that its operations are exempt from Commission jurisdiction. Our Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement filed an answer in opposition to the petition, which was then referred to the Office of Administrative Law Judge for an evidentiary hearing and a recommended decision. In 2020, the presiding ALJ issued a recommended decision finding that the petition be denied and that Blue Flame should file an application for a certificate of public convenience. Before us for disposition are exceptions to the recommended decision and a request to strike a portion of those exceptions by BI&E. In general, I am in general agreement with the recommended decision and conclude that based on the evidence and relevant law, Blue Flame is acting as a public utility by distributing natural gas to the public for compensation. The record does not support Blue Flame's arguments that its service falls within one of the exceptions to our jurisdictions identified in the Public Utility Code or applicable case law. In reaching this conclusion, I am also guided by the Commission's policy statement on public utility status and conclude that Blue Flame has not provided sufficient evidence to satisfy the standard for a filing that its service is non-jurisdictional. However, I find there is merit in Blue Flame's exception on the issue of whether it is acting as a natural gas distribution company. While the record supports the finding that Blue Flame is acting as a public utility, I conclude that there is not sufficient evidence as to whether it is acting as a natural gas distribution company within the meaning of Section 2202. It's not necessary to make a determination on this issue at this time, and I find that this question should be reserved for Blue Flame's application proceeding. Accordingly, Blue Flame's exception to the issue should be granted and BI&E's request to strike be denied. Finally, I believe one additional safeguard should be added to our disposition of this matter. The Commission has the obligation to assure that Blue Flame service is safe and reliable, and I believe it is appropriate that our formal review of its fitness begin within a reasonable time period. Accordingly, I move that Blue Flame be required to file its application within 90 days of the entry of this opinion and order. Therefore, I move that the petition for declaratory order filed by Blue Flame Gas, Inc. at the above-captioned docket is denied consistent with this motion and that the Office of Special Assistance prepare an opinion and order consistent with this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Coleman. You have heard the motion of Commissioner Coleman. Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
I heard Vice Chairman Sweet, second. Any discussion on Commissioner Coleman's motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. So going back to the matter as amended by the motion, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objection, the matter as amended passes 4-0.
Turning to page 5. It is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt both items on page 5, beginning with the formal complaint by the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Quasar Communications, and continuing the omnibus on page 6 to include the second item on page 6, the rate case proposal of Columbia Gas of Pennsylvania, but noting the postponement of the first item, the cancellation of certificates of public convenience, and the petition for reinstatement filed by Lyta Corporation to the public meeting of May 6, 2021. And continuing and ending the omnibus with the single item on page 7, the formal complaint of Verizon Pennsylvania and Verizon North versus Metropolitan Edison, Pennsylvania Electric, and the Pennsylvania Power Companies.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 8. It is recommended that the Commission adopt a proposed opinion and order in the rate case proposal of the City of Bethlehem Water Department.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair, I have a statement on the matter.
Commissioner Genora.
I ask that my statement be entered in the record as if I read it in its entirety. Before the Commission is a joint settlement filed by City of Bethlehem Water Department and the Commission's Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement regarding the City's general rate increase request. In addition to the joint settlement, the City entered into a stipulation with the Office of Consumer Advocate to address certain quality of service issues, including valve exercising schedule, fire hydrant testing, pressure surveys, unaccounted for water measurements, and customer complaints, and customer meter age. I commend the parties on reaching a mutual agreement on this important issue and appreciate the City's commitment to compliance with the Commission's regulations. I encourage the continued focus on this type of safety and reliability issues across the water industry. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 8, it is recommended that the Commission adopt an omnibus motion. The remaining item on page 8, the formal complaint of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Better World Telecom LLC, and continue the omnibus to include both items on page 9 and both items on page 10, and including and ending the omnibus on page 11 with the joint petition of the United Telephone Company of Pennsylvania, doing business as CenturyLink and Comcast Phone of Pennsylvania.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Yanora, so moved.
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Yanora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 12 and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt an omnibus motion, both items on page 12, beginning with the application of Get Wireless, and include all three items on page 13, ending the omnibus with the proposed tentative order canceling the licenses of certain electric generation suppliers.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussions? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 14, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the Price Stability Index and Service Price Index report filing of the Commonwealth Telephone Company doing business as Frontier Communications.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Second, Sweet.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Under discussion, I will state that I, consistent with Section 1102 of the Commonwealth Ethics Act, I will recuse myself from this matter because my brother is employed by Frontier Communications. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-3-0, noting my recusal.
Continuing on page 14, it is recommended that the Commission adopt an omnibus motion. The remaining item on page 14, the application of Claverack Communications, LLC, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 15 and both items on page 16, ending the omnibus with the letter of notification filed by the PECO Energy Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet. So moved.
Is there a second?
Holman, second.
Or a second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 17, it is recommended by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the petition for ex parte emergency order regarding TMC Management Corporation and CMC Development Corporation.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet. So moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
To page 18. And matters presented by Chief ALJ Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge. It is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ DeVoe's recommended decision in the rate case proposal of the Reynolds Disposal Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Unora, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
And finally, on page 18, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Vero's recommended decision in the default service plan of the Pike County Light and Power Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? I do have a discussion, and I ask that my statement be placed into the record in its entirety, as if I read it in its entirety, excuse me. Before the Commission is the proposed settlement of Pike County Light and Power's default service plan. This DSP settlement provides that Pike's default service energy supply will be procured via a series of short-term hedging contracts coupled with spot market purchases. Further, the settlement permits PIPE to solicit brokers and counterparties to procure necessary alternative energy portfolio standards, or AEPS, credits during the term of the plan. This DSP largely mimics the company's existing plan. I descended on PIPE's existing plan since it failed to include any long-term contracts and failed to empirically substantiate the omission of long-term contracts. Here again, the company's plan and the associated settlement failed to meet what I proffer is the necessary measure of compliance with the Public Utility Code and case precedent. PIPE has failed to appropriately support its omission of long-term contracts. Such products could be energy tranches or energy blocks. Further, and potentially even more practical, long-term contracts for AEPS credits could be utilized by PIPE. Since the instant proceeding fails to include any long-term contracts and fails to empirically substantiate the omission of long-term contracts, I must respectfully dissent from the approval of the settlement. In closing, consistent with Act 129, I respectfully ask PIPE and all other electric distribution companies to include long-term contracts in their default service portfolios. To the extent long-term contracts are not utilized, I ask those EDCs to include empirical data supporting the omission. Finally, I also encourage PIPE to consider amending its DSP in the future to include long-term contracts. Is there any further discussion?
Madam Chair, just a quick statement, if I could.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
As I have done in the past, agree substantively with the Chair's analysis and her statement of the law as it is applied here. However, as a practical matter, given the timing and the procedural posture of this case, I'm going to vote in favor of the recommendation. However, I would strongly urge PIPE to seriously read and reflect upon the Chair's statement, to reanalyze the law on this subject, and to act accordingly the next time it enters into an agreement on this subject. But as stated, based on the circumstances, I'm going to vote in the affirmative. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? I will be voting in the negative. The motion passes 3-1, noting my dissent.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you very much. We do have a couple items before we adjourn our meeting. I want to recognize Commissioner Coleman, who will be giving us some remarks on safe digging.
Well, thank you, Chairman. And it's April, and as we all know, that means that it's National Safe Digging Month. And I wanted to just start by taking a moment to, first of all, thank Senator Tomlinson, who is the chair of our Senate Oversight Committee, who yesterday introduced Senate Resolution 72, designating the month of April 2021 as Pennsylvania's 811 Safe Digging Month. So thank you to the senator. The senator and I both understand the importance of identifying underground infrastructure before beginning to dig. So we remind consumers, businesses, and contractors of the importance of calling 811 before you dig. Every hit on underground line poses a danger to contractors, utility workers, nearby residents, along with the possibility of service interruptions, environmental damage, and costly repairs to damaged lines, which is why it is essential to contact the Pennsylvania's One Call system by calling 811 before any excavation work is to commence to ensure that lines are properly located and marked. Of course, the state law, as we all know, requires the contractors and residents to contact PA One Call at least 3 business days prior to excavation triggering alerts to all of the utilities that are intending to dig in the area and prompting utilities to mark where their facilities are located. Additionally, this morning, I just wanted to encourage the utilities, contractors, and municipalities to explore the added benefits of the PA One Call System's Coordinate PA program, which can help better coordinate project schedules, fostering collaboration and potential cost savings. Collaboration on projects is truly a win-win for everyone involved. If we just take a moment to think about this, if the utility is planning to replace underground lines in a particular area, let's say in August of the year, but the local municipality is planning on repaving those streets in June prior to that August work, it would be much better and more cost efficient for both entities to coordinate their schedules so the construction can be completed before the repaving begins rather than digging up the new street. Closer collaboration and better information about project schedules can also help multiple utility coordinate their schedules in communities or neighborhoods, which in turn avoids repeated street closures and multiple repairs in the same area, which is not only expensive, but it's also disruptive to local businesses and residents. So I encourage municipalities, utilities, and contractors involved in utility work to explore the potential benefits of Coordinate PA. And finally, I want to acknowledge the ongoing work of our Damage Prevention Committee, which has been doing a tremendous job and continuing to focus on reducing the number of line hits on underground utilities. The PUC staff involved with the Damage Prevention Committee, along with our safety division and the many utilities and industry representatives who are part of the DPC, take their responsibilities very seriously and are doing an excellent job for us here, and in Pennsylvania is a safer place because of their efforts. We can all do our part by remembering that safety comes first. So remember to call 811 before any excavation project begins at home or at work, and have a safe 2021. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Coleman. And now, these are always the hard ones for me as we recognize another retirement in the commission, a departure of one of our longtime employees and good friends, Tracy Wilk. And I'm going to recognize Commissioner Unora, since Tracy is on his staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning. I'm happy to announce the retirement of Tracy Wilk. However, I'm saddened to see her leave our office. Tracy has been an instrumental member of my team since I have arrived in October of 2019. She has helped me tremendously with my transition into this position. She possesses the wealth and knowledge and expertise of the Commission's procedures, which has not only benefited me, but has also helped my staff, other Commission employees, and the industry over the years. Tracy has over 36 years of service with the Commonwealth. She began her employment with the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency, or FEA, in 1984, and held several management positions within the agency. Specifically, she began her career at FEA as Office Administrator for the President and Chief Executive Officer and the Executive Vice President of Marketing and Client Affairs. Tracy also worked with the Executive Vice President on FEA's bond and investment endeavors, countless marketing initiatives, and other significant student loan programs. Further, Tracy worked with FEA's Board of Directors with over 25 members of the Pennsylvania State Legislature. Tracy was later promoted to Assistant Vice President of Administration of FEA's High Volume Call Center, where she managed the hiring of training, the qualified and qualified assurance of over 1,200 employees. She ended her tenure with FEA as Director of Staffing and Recruitment Management in the Human Resource Office. In addition to her work at the Harrisburg FEA location, Tracy successfully opened and staffed two satellite call centers, one in State College and the other in Mechanicsburg, which enabled the agency to increase its financial lending footprint to students across and throughout Pennsylvania. Tracy has finished her career at the PUC working alongside three commissioners, Chairman Rob Allison, Commissioner Norm Kennard, and of course me. Tracy will be greatly missed by me and my staff. She has truly been a valuable asset to this commission. On behalf of myself, Crystal, Sean, Rachel, and Melissa. We say goodbye to a wonderful friend and wish her only happiness in her future endeavors. I know that Tracy is a dedicated wife to her husband, Dan, and a mom to her three children, Zach, Joe, and Isabella. Now she'll have extra time to spend with her family and get back to her golf game, where her goal is to beat Rosemary. Again, I would like to wish Tracy only the best and enjoy her next endeavors with her family. I would like to turn it over to Chairman Dutrell at this time, who will provide remarks on behalf of Tracy.
Thank you, Commissioner Yanora. And since we don't have the opportunity for employees to provide remarks in the format that we are using, Tracy did ask me to convey a message on her behalf. So these are her words. First and foremost, I would like to express my gratitude for the privilege to work at the commission and for three outstanding commissioners. It also has been an honor working with Chairman Dutrell, Vice Chairman David Sweet, and Commissioner John Coleman over the years. Specifically, I would like to thank Chairman Rob Powelson for hiring me and providing me the opportunity to work at such a wonderful place. I gained a wealth of knowledge from working alongside the chairman, Rick Hall, April Ballou, and Steve Click. Chairman Powelson also provided me the opportunity to work with the NARUC and MACRUC communities, which allowed me to forge a network of relationships that has served me well over the past years. I am truly grateful for these ongoing relationships. I also would like to say a very warm thank you to Commissioner Norm Kennard, whom I have had the privilege of knowing and working with over the years, both in Chairman Powelson's office and during his time as a commissioner. His vast knowledge and experience of the utility industry was an undeniable asset to my success. Lastly, but certainly not least, thank you to my current commissioner, Ralph Yanora, for whom I have nothing but the utmost respect. I wish him continued success in the future, and I will certainly miss our lengthy talks about Italian cuisine. I would also like to thank our team, Crystal, Sean, Rachel, and Melissa, all of whom I will sincerely miss and wish only the best. Cheers to all, and keep well. Those are Tracy's comments. So we wish Tracy well. We will definitely miss her, but she knows that she's always a member of the PUC family. So I want to thank all of you for joining us for today's PUC public meeting. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. And if there's nothing else to come before us, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Commissioner Coleman, so moved.
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman to adjourn, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. I know there's no discussion. All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. The motion to adjourn passes 4-0. We are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.